So last week we talked about building a product snowball and getting traffic to your product launches. And this week we move on to building a marketing framework. And what are those marketing framework assumptions? Well, marketing frameworks assume that you can acquire a customer. And again, remember, the marketing framework is this: making sure that you have a marketing system that has, at the brand level, at the product level, and even at the operational level, a USP, a unique selling proposition, so that a customer cannot get this at the brand level, they cannot get you at the product level, they cannot get what you, the way you deliver it at a, you know, at an operational level, that you're the only one that does this in your market. And so marketing frameworks, though, assume that you can get a customer, because none of those things matter if you can't get someone to buy something. So if you're not yet available for customers to buy something from you regularly, you have to be doing the first three steps that we've been talking about, number one, position yourself as an educator. Number two, doing a weekly workshop. And number three, building a product snowball. So right now, if you don't have anything for sale, you've got to be doing those three things first before you can really benefit from what I'm going to talk about tonight. And developing a product snowball helps you because you're not going to be beholden to one product. You don't want to huff and puff and, you know, and get all tired out doing one product launch and making it available. Make them available on a regular basis so that when, you know, something doesn't go right, then you come back and you do it again. Now, again, those are the things that you can and must be doing to acquire buying customers. So position yourself as an educator, doing a weekly workshop and launching regularly. And so you don't have to have a lot of customers to build out this framework, but you do need to have some, and you use those some, use is the wrong word. You work with those people that you do have so that you make sure your marketing system works, right? You cannot nail down your marketing framework until you start to get customers. And you've got to start to get customers by doing some of the things that we've just mentioned, making sure that people know that they can get solid information, you position yourself as an educator, doing weekly workshops on a regular basis, and launching on a regular basis. So what are we talking about this week? We're talking about making sure that if you understand what your marketing framework is, you got to do little things right. You got to do them consistently. What do I mean by that? Every marketing system assumes you are willing to do just a few little things right, but to be consistent with them. Before you go off into doing fancy things to get people, to get buyers to your products, do the basics, do them consistently until they start to bring you customers that, again, like to buy from you. And so some things are not going to work until they work for you. And that might sound like an elementary statement, but you really do have to do some things consistently. You have to do the right things long enough for them to work. They don't work out of the box, and they don't magically bring you customers. First of all, you've got to really put effort into these basics. Second of all, you've got to avoid doing things that are, how should I put this, that are loopholes. You got to avoid doing loopholes. And, you know, you will see things being advertised on your Facebook feed that will tell you that, hey, I've got this really secret method. If you jump in now, I'll show you how to do it. Or here's how I made $10,000 in 3 days. Let me show you how to do that. Sometimes those things are not good for you. What you and I have to do consistently, though, are the right things and do them consistently until they work, as opposed to chasing some of these rainbows that sometimes, quite frankly, all they do is kind of bring you back to the things you should have been doing in the first place. You take these actions consistently, right? You consistently make sure that your product and your brand has a unique selling proposition. Consistently, when you launch a product, ask yourself simple questions. Number one, is there something in this that people cannot get elsewhere? Number two, is this unique so much that it's better than people doing nothing? And putting energy into making sure that that is the case. You take actions consistently every single day to build a list. You and I, and again, I've said this a million times, during this, you know, during this series of talks we've done, that you and I have to take actions consistently every day to build a list. So, and we cannot go to bed until we've done something to build our list. And so that really is the core principle that has to happen every day. You've got to do something toward building your list. And sometimes what that even is asking for the sale or asking someone to promote for you. Whatever it is, you and I have to do something to build our list. We've got to build those viral traffic systems. We'll talk about that here tonight. And sometimes it's creating free content for affiliates. And these are just two things, right? They're not the only things, but they're just two things you could do. And the same thing is going to be true about being consistent about closing affiliate relationships. What do I mean by closing them? Where you are developing the kind of relationship with people that when you ask them to promote your product, that you close them. They say yes and they follow through. Now, that takes long periods of time. It takes long periods of time of knowing the right people, building a relationship with them, and then asking them based on trust, hey, will you promote this product? Or making sure that they have everything they need to do the promotion. Developing horizontal and vertical funnels so that they'll be incentivized to do that. Information marketing is always about being prolific, doing a lot of the right things, and being consistent. If you can do all of these, and again, you might say that this is a lot of stuff to do, but they're all the right things. And sometimes it really means getting people to help you, or it means automating some things. Whatever it means, you've got to be prolific about doing the right things and being consistent at them. If you must choose between being prolific and being consistent, start with being consistent. So look at this marketing framework that we're talking about, and be consistent at building things that do the things that we are talking about. Whatever you must be, you know, you and I have to be consistent about doing all these little things, not only to catch the right customer, but to keep them. What do we mean by a consistent USP? How do we do that? How do we be consistent about doing a USP, right? The first marketing principle. And again, the classic definition of a USP is giving a customer something that other brands can't, don't, or will not offer. Whatever you're in, and again, that's at the product level. When you launch a product, look at what is on your sales page. Look at what you are offering. Is there something in it that other people cannot offer, that they don't offer, or they won't offer? Now, information marketers, sometimes, admittedly, we get lazy, because sometimes we happen upon a market where people are willing to buy regardless. That never lasts. It never lasts forever. And if it starts working for you, trust me on this, someone's going to come behind you because they see it working for you. And they're going to say, hey, well, I can do that. You've got to make sure you're doing something that other people cannot do, other people don't do, and other people won't do. You got to do it at the brand level. You got to do it at the product level. And you got to do it at the operational level. As an information marketer, in most cases, you can develop a branded USP and a product USP just by doing a consistent product launch. Like if you will launch on a consistent basis, that pretty much will capture building a USP. And this is why I talk about building a product snowball and why it's so important. Because all you're doing when you do a product launch, you capture little parts of the information market. So you're not going to capture everything in one product launch. You're just capturing a little bit of it. So when you see something as a trend and you see something happening, develop a product consistent with your brand around the trend. If you're a Facebook marketer and you see something happening in the marketplace, doesn't matter what it is, build a product around what's happening. So that again, you're not always going to be able to be an expert in every area, but you can be an expert to your niche based on what you talk about on whatever it is that is happening. You remake any market trend into what it is you sell. Be consistent in your marketplace. And again, consistency may mean for you, it may mean once a week. It may mean once a month. So, you know, whatever your market is doing, you have to go faster when you're getting started. And we talked about this last week. You just got to move faster than the market. So if most people launch on a monthly basis, try doing every other week. If most people do twice a month, try doing weekly. Whenever you are trying to establish or reestablish your brand as an information marketer, you've got to release things and make them available. Number one, so you'd be visible for affiliates. Number two, you'll be visible for customers. Sometimes an affiliate will come by you and they'll say, you know what, I cannot do it this week. But if you always have something going on, you've always got something, and they see it and they say, well, you know what, today I don't really have anything. I'll do something. I'll do a promotion for you. That's typically the way it works. So if you only do something once in a while, then you're not going to catch anybody. But if you're consistent, if someone says, I can't do it this week, yeah, I've got a lot going on. Hey, well, I've got this other thing going on in 2 weeks. I've got my own project. Oh, yeah, but I've got something going on 2 weeks after that. So, again, having something gives you an excuse to talk to people about something. What is consistency with exponential marketing? What do we mean by that? Exponential marketing is making sure that the customer can see multiple offers, making sure they can see a bump offer, an upsell or a cross sell, other things they may need. And this is where I think as information marketers, we get seduced into thinking that we don't need to do these little things or they're not worth doing. Because if you start making sales and you think, well, I made sales and I didn't have all this other stuff, you can't not do these little things, especially making sure you have upsells or cross sales. And exponential marketing is making sure that at every transaction, you're getting the maximum amount of dollars per transaction. You're getting the maximum amount of visits to your offers from your customers or your prospects, and you're getting people deeper into your world. That's what exponential marketing is, that you're doing everything you can to move your customer deeper into your world, to make sure they get maximum visits to your offers, to make sure that every time you get to get them to an offer, that you get the opportunity to offer them real value, you get maximum dollars at every transaction. So it's not just about making a sale. That's for when you just get started. Yes, put a buy button on things, get people to buy them. And please do not mind people who say, oh, you know, I don't do funnels and upsells, those things, they don't like, they, you know, they don't make any sense. I can tell you that more than likely, people have good intentions and they want to, you know, they want to patronize you, they want to buy, they're not going to do it. They will go and buy from someone who does have a funnel though. So make sure you're doing exponential marketing. And I do want to talk about funnels here for a second. If you don't get people to see your upsell, then you really are not maximizing the amount of profit, and you got to have a lot of customers if you don't have any upsells. Now, if that's the game you want to play, then that's a way to do business. That's a different business model. But generally, nobody can get enough customers where they can do without offering additional value for additional compensation. And you've got to get people to see your upsell by any legal and ethical means necessary. Listen, if nobody, and I put C's in quotation, your upsell, you don't even have a funnel. So you can have a bunch of pages together. They could be in your software. They could be on your clip. But if nobody sees that upsell, then you don't have a funnel. Even to go further, let's go further with this concept. When they get to that page, you have to make an offer. You can't sell them a product. Your job is not to sell anybody your product. You have to make an offer. And an offer is more than just a product, right? All the offer is what you do to make your product attractive. You've got to make that product that they're getting irresistible. And you do that by making an offer. The example, the classic example, and I think Russell Brunson did it in one of his conferences or one of his books. I think it's a good one. You know, a person could offer, you know, babysitting services, but in addition to babysitting services, a person says, you know what, I'll do this for your child. I'll make sure that the kitchen is cleaned up. I'll make sure a meal is cooked. I'll make sure that, you know, all of these other things in the house are being taken care of. I'll send you a text. I'll keep your child on monitoring, all this other stuff, right? An offer. So yeah, that babysitter could just make the babysitting offer. They could just sell them a babysitting service, But what that babysitter does is she crafts an offer, or he crafts an offer around all these things to get you to get the service. Now, again, don't stick with the product or the service. Make an offer. And if you do, if you start putting offers in your funnels, you'll get more response, right? Some of the things you're going to put into your offer are going to be the things you can do that other people can't do, right? The USP again. Other things are going to be the things that people won't do. Again, USP, putting those things into your offer. Now, if nobody's buying your front-end product and you're getting people to your, you verify that you're getting people to your page, you're verifying that they're seeing your sales page, and maybe you've got the price low, it's probably because you're not making an offer. And so you've got to make the offer clear, and you've got to make it so that it is irresistible, so that when people see what they've got to pay in order to get what you're offering them, they have to say yes. They must say yes. And I say that even beyond, I'm not even talking about being a great copywriter. I think a lot of people talk about, you know, being a great copywriter, and I think that helps. But you also really do need to have a great offer along with your copy. And your front-end offer is probably going to be the most inexpensive. But please do not think that you have to give everything away. I got it. You know, it's going to be free. Yeah, I see a lot of this in the virtual summit industry where, you know, people are allowed to come in free, and then they get to see an upsell. In some cases that works, in other cases it doesn't, right? It doesn't always mean that you're going to give a trial either. Sometimes you just need to make a low ticket offer to get people in to your funnel. Again, the fact that someone is willing to spend a little money, that's going to be a different qualification of customer than one who's not willing to spend money with you, and you get them in your door free, and it kind of gives you this perception of what your list is, and it really isn't if people aren't going to be willing to buy. Right? It can attract the wrong person to your upsell offers. And so you've got to attract the right person. And sometimes the right person, you can only find if that person will pull out a card and spend it with you, right, to get the front end offer. Now, again, before you lower the price to nothing, how can you premium up? What can you add to your front-end offer that will help you to get the person to buy and will be profitable? Think about those things. If you think about your offer in those terms, your first instinct cannot always be, I'm going to drop the price to zero. Now, if the rest of your market is at, you know, $17 and you're at $87, You better have a pretty good reason as to why you're at 87. You might need to come closer to 17, but at the same time, though, you're not going to drop it beyond 17 just because you want buyers, because you might not get the right kind of buyer for that offer. What you want are those people who are willing to pay that $17, and you do that by making sure that if your price is going to be $17, that you are going to have so much in that product that's really going to benefit people that they must say yes. Now, again, please don't kill yourself by, you know, giving away everything in the store. You add premiums to get people to say yes, and you make the offer irresistible. You don't do it by dropping it down to zero and giving away everything. And it's another case where doing the product snowball, having all kinds of offers, just makes sense, because you don't have to rely on one offer to do it all. You're not trying to do it all one offer. You're really trying to do a lot of stuff with one offer. What's consistency with list building and database marketing? What's consistency? Well, you have to consistently make offers in order for people to opt in. That's what you have to do. So in other words, you're selling the opt-in. So please don't just have an opt-in page saying you get this really cool thing if you give me your name and email address. Sometimes that works and other times it doesn't. Sell the opt-in. Put together a little copy, make an irresistible offer when someone is going to give you their name and email address, because what you want is for them to be rushing to give you their best email address because they don't want to miss it. They're not going to put in something fake because they want what you have. So you make an offer to them. Now, sometimes you don't need to do all that. You don't need to worry about the opt-in, because all you got to do is sell an information product. If you're in the make money online market or the business opportunity space, selling a product means that person's added to your list automatically. So you don't always have to necessarily build an opt-in. You really do build a buyer's list by selling products. So think about what market you're in. And if that's the market you're in, an opt-in is secondary. You know, sometimes you can do some things with your viral offer, but you're truly trying to get people to make sure that, you know, they're in your system, they're willing to spend money. You do that by getting buyers. Now, there are going to be some markets, though, market for information, where people expect to opt in, and you got to have those offers too. Now, you can and consistently create viral opportunities for referrals. What do I mean by that? You can do this with a simple viral application or a complex one like UpViral, where basically someone comes to your page and you say, hey, I'm going to give you this really cool thing, but I want you to share this other page with your social media following, right? You give them the page to share. And then when they share it, the application automatically gives them the thing. That's what a viral app does. It doesn't matter how complicated it is. It doesn't have to be. It just needs to work exactly like that. They don't get the thing until they do the sharing. It needs to be applied to everything all the time. So wherever you have people, you put the viral application, meaning they come to a thank you page, put that viral app on there. They come to your social media page, put that viral app someplace in your social media. In your YouTube videos, send those people to your viral application. You have a profile page. Put your link to your viral application. All of the everything that you have, put people in a viral application so that they can get you, so they can refer for you and get you leads where you give them something cool. And if you have I'm coming back to this. We talked about this last week. A lot of this is going to be taken care of if you have a consistent product snowball, because affiliates are going to want to promote for you and they're going to bring you new customers. So you may not even have to worry about this if you have a good funnel for affiliates to promote and they're going to make money, because they're going to be running to start sending traffic to you so they can make money. It's in their best interest to do so. Now, when I say this in terms of list building, I do want to caveat that. Don't depend on affiliates to send you the right kind of traffic. So don't think that affiliates are going to solve all of your problems. They're not. It is your responsibility, and I want to say this clear as I can. It is not your affiliate's job to promote for you correctly to send you the right kind of traffic. That's not what they're in this for. They're in this to make money. And so if they decide on a Tuesday, well, hey, I know I said I was going to promote for you, but you know what something came up, and I cannot do that. And typically, you know why that happens? Because they have an opportunity to make more money. They're in business to make money for themselves, and there's nothing wrong with that. So please do not build your entire business on getting affiliates, to promote for you. That's not a business. That's basically you have affiliate traffic. So you're going to have to master a form of traffic. So if you're going to do Facebook organic, you're going to do YouTube, you're going to do paid ads, whatever it is, master something. Again, having affiliate traffic is great. I'm not saying it isn't. You have to get traffic for yourself. You got to have a way to get traffic for yourself. And the marketing framework that we've been talking about, if you notice, right, all four of these principles, they feed on themselves. And so USP feeds into everything. List building feeds into everything. Exponential marketing, upsells and cross sells, feeds into everything. And having partnerships and affiliates, that feeds into everything. All these things are interrelated. What do we mean by consistency of building marketing alliances? Building marketing alliances is something where we're getting people consistently that can promote us. And I'm not just talking about products, but people who can get people to the stuff that we are doing. And so, but you cannot wait to build these relationships until you have an offer you want them to promote. Please do not do that. You should be building that relationship long before this ever gets to that point. Now, what I will say is this, you may sometimes see this. There are certain buy your way in offers. In other words, someone says, I will send your offer to my list if you buy my product. That's typically the way that kind of thing works. But you have to understand, right, that that's going to be a temporary fix, right? That is going to be a temporary fix. And what you're going to have to do is develop your own way of building these kinds of partnerships and alliances. Now, there is no scientific way of being able to build these kind of relationships. If you are visible, it'll be easy for a person to say yes. So be visible. That does not mean being on social media answering everybody's post. That's not what I mean by visible. What do I mean by visibility so people can want to partner with you and promote for you? It means making sure you're building the kind of audience that you can put them in front of, whether that means having products, whether that means having interviews, whether that means doing training where they can do some of the training. These are ways for you to build business relationships and put and give people exposure to your audience if you're consistent. So it, again, we come back to making sure you're doing a consistent training, doing some kind of blog or podcast or video channel, and doing launches. And if you do this the other way, where you're basically trying to talk to people, and again, I don't discourage you talking to people and making relationships and talking and commenting and doing all those things. I think that's valuable. There's room for that. But if you don't have any consistency and you don't have a process, then sometimes it can be a Tuesday and somebody's going to take up your whole day with a conversation and you're not going to be able to leave it because you're trying to get this person into your group of alliances. You can't do that, right? You've got a certain amount of time you can spend on that, you know, hobnobbing and, you know, socializing. There's only a certain amount of time you can spend doing those things. And, you know, now here's what I will say. You want to do that kind of thing. You want to have conversations with people, attend events. That's one way to do it. Now, that's not always going to be feasible for everybody to go to an event, understanding that. But if you go to an event where all the other, you know, big cheeses of your market, of your niche are going to be, if you can go to an event, have something in motion. Still comes back down to having a product snowball so that you can say to people, hey, I've got this thing on the 7th, or I've got this thing on the 14th, I've got this thing on the 21st. I've got all this stuff coming that you can be a part of, and I'd love to have you. Have a regular training. You should have something that you're doing on a regular basis that somebody can come in and train your people. Have a podcast where you can interview people. Again, I'm talking about if you're going to an event, you want to have something in motion already. Don't go there saying, I'm putting together a podcast. Go there saying, our podcast on Tuesday, can I interview you for the next episode, right? Even if you don't start it until you get ready to go to the event. You know, have a product launch, right? Have all this stuff ready. And now, when you first meet people at an event, it's probably not good sport to ask them to promote. Ask them to be in the product. Do that instead. So, you know, sometimes people will promote for you and other times they won't, but ask them to be in the product. And, you know, the other thing you can do, and, you know, some people do this and not a lot of people do it. It is a way to do it. I recommend you do it. Have a summit planned. And so basically what you're going to do is, you know, while you're there at the event, do some of the presentations while you're at the event, do some of the interviews, right? And, you know, again, I say this the same thing, just as I said about a product launch or podcast, like we're getting ready to do this thing. Have a date planned and have it already announced it, have already put it in motion when you start to ask people, are they going to want to be in it? So any questions? Any questions?